Another situation where genomic assays have been discussed and studied is in patients who are receiving hormone therapy, again, ER positive, HER2 negative situation, and reach the 5-year point. Can you talk about what we know about genomic assays there, and do you yourself utilize them in your practice?
Again, it's a very competitive area. There are actually, I guess, four assays that one can consider using in that space. It's an interesting area because so far, ASCO has decided that the data isn't sufficiently strong to recommend any of the assays for routine clinical use. I personally don't agree with that. I mean, what ASCO is trying to do is objectively look for a certain level of evidence where you can clearly say the evidence is so clear, so compelling, this really should be a standard of care. And I think that's an important thing that we need for practical reasons. That oftentimes is what third-party payers will use to determine if you can obtain a study in your patient cohort. But I think when you really look at the challenges that we have in trying to develop biomarkers for long-term estrogen deprivation therapy in patients where we have this long, long natural history that, extends out to 10, 20 years. I think it was San Antonio 2015 where the Oxford folks showed their long-term follow-up data on patients who had just received 5 years of endocrine therapy. Most of them had received tamoxifen. Many of them had not received chemotherapy who would now, but the striking thing about those curves that they showed is just that the recurrences just seem to keep happening out there. Years 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, and so it's a very difficult area to insist that you have prospective studies that are designed to determine utility over a 20-year period. I mean, you just get to this practicality issue, is my concern.